Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist Arturo O'Farrell. His familiarity with many styles of playing and reverence for the music has helped to propel him to the forefront of great jazz practitioners.
Wow.
You like that?
I love it. Practitioner.
I wanted to use that word, and I think it fits where you're concerned.
It does with all the best people in the world, chiropractors and...
No, but I mean, I could have said it more quickly that you're great.
No, that's... I consider what we do a craft, and practicing is part of it, and practicing, if such a word can be coined, is we are practicers of this marvelous music, aren't we?
We absolutely are, and I mean...
Practitioners.
I love that word. But I don't always get somebody I can use it on, like yourself. But
and he's literate too, a little bit anyway.
Indeed, I know you are. Well, before we go on any further, I'd just like to say how sorry I am to hear about your father's death, because he was such a great man in our business. Talk about practitioners.
Yeah, he was one of a kind. My father, I loved him dearly. You know, it's funny. I've never really had someone close to me die, and I was fearing that my father would go, but it's wonderful, you know that? Because his music is incredible legacy that will not die. It will not go away. And not only that, he left me like incredible lessons about what it meant to be a musician. He told me very often that if I was going to be a musician, to be the very best one that I could be, to be the most honest one I could be. And those are all things that will live inside of me as long as I breathe. And
so, well, you must have been hearing his music since you were a small child then.
I did indeed, and you know what? I wasn't impressed. Most kids are not impressed by their parents,
well,
as you know.
When did you start to get impressed?
I think it was after I became a musician.
Well, did you start to play as a kid then?
I started playing jazz when I was about 14 or 15. Before that, I just played Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, you know, standard
stuff. Oh, well, I mean,
stuff.
that's pretty good grounding to have
absolutely,
all that.
Absolutely. But I didn't really start playing improvisational music till I heard Herbie Hancock with Miles Davis, and then I went, wow. But when I was about 17 or 18, a friend of mine played... the Afro-Cuban Jazz Suite by my father, and that's when I went, this is something worth really noting.
I would really love it if you'd play a piece by your father to open the show with. I believe it's called Pure Emotion.
I'd really love to play this piece. It's a wonderful piece. My father wrote it in the 60s and originally entitled it Panache.
Oh.
But he retitled it Pure Emotion, and it speaks about the feelings we have for him and for one another and about love and life in general.
Can't wait to hear it. It's really a lovely piece by your father, Chico O'Farrell.
Yes, it is.
Now, I know he wrote many other things, and for the band too, didn't he?
He's written an incredible amount, very prolific composer, very wonderful composer. He wrote a lot of big band arrangements. We still have the big band. We're going to be at Birdland in New York City now, 4 years running.
And you're fronting the band.
I am conducting, arranging, and playing for the big band now for the Chico O'Farrell Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra.
I'd love it if you'd tell me that story about when you were a messenger for company somewhere in New York, I guess.
I was a bicycle messenger in New York City, which is probably one of the top three most dangerous jobs in the universe.
I would say, definitely. Gee.
And I was a kid. I was, 17, 16, riding around in a bicycle delivering packages. And I remember one particularly nasty day where it was raining horribly, and I just smashed my kneecap against someone's side view mirror.
Oh.
And I was in a lot of pain, and I was just miserable. I was just feeling terrible. My career was going nowhere. I was a kid trying to break into the jazz scene. And so I sat down by the side of the road, and I just started weeping miserably. And sure enough, who comes walking down the street but the great Cuban bandleader Machito and his wife Hilda. And they recognized me because I grew up amongst these folks with Machito and Mario and all those people. And Machito said to me, "What are you doing?" I said, "Macho, this is what I do. I'm trying to make a living and stay alive." And he said, "Well, you can't be doing this. We're going to commission your father to write a piano feature for you to premiere with my orchestra at the Monterey Jazz Festival."
Wow.
And I looked at him and I went, "Yeah, okay, sure."
I bet you got up off the curb pretty quickly when you heard that.
I was pretty jazzed. I was pretty excited.
He really, you believed him. You knew he was going to do that, I guess.
Well, Machito was that kind of straight talking son of a gun. He didn't make idle threats or promises. He was a real, real gentleman. And when he said he was going to do something, I already knew even then that it was going to happen. And of course, my father wrote a wonderful, wonderful piece for me entitled Pianitis, which is a disease that I think you share.
Pianitis? That's a wonderful word. We should make that a real word. So anyway, that came to pass, and
that came to pass,
and you actually went to work with Machito's band.
I actually performed that piece at the Monterey Jazz Festival and conducted it, and had the pleasure of playing it with the great, great Dizzy Gillespie at that festival.
And were you still 17, or had you become 18 by that time?
I think by that time I was 18.
In any case, that must have been a big thrill for you.
Oh, my gosh,
I mean, that was like maybe one of your first big time, or maybe the first big time date.
It was my first real, real big time date. It was soon after that I started with Carl Ablay, but that was my first exposure to a real audience, a real orchestra, and a real experience of that caliber.
Do you still have that piece in the books?
We still perform it to this day.
It's probably a very wonderful piece.
It's very rhapsodic. It's really funny. It's very it's grandiose and has a great big piano cadenza at the end. And it's really for stretching out and having fun,
which obviously you would do.
Well, I could do it.
Well, stretch out a little bit on this next one, because this is a Latin tune, and that you're going to play, and I'll let you pronounce it because I wouldn't do so good. What's it called?
This is a danzón, which is a traditional Cuban Puerto Rican rhythm, and it's the name of it is Danzón Don Vázquez, and
okay.
We're gonna try and do this in a very traditional style.
I'll just sit here and enjoy.
Okay. Thank you.
If that's traditional, that is really terrific. I love it.
Well, I injected some contemporary things in there, but it starts basically with a very basic danson pattern.
Well, show me again how you did that. Just the opening, just okay. A little bit, just a little bit.
Danson part begins when you go. So the rhythm is.
It's really nice, and it's something that you can do as a solo piece.
Yeah.
You know, you start to think, well, no Latin piece could be played without a bunch of percussion, but obviously it can.
Well, piano is percussion.
That's, I guess it is.
Yeah,
that's true. You know what would be great, Arturo, would be if we could play a duet of some kind. What do you think?
I'd be thrilled.
Well, what would you like to do? What should we do?
It's a little bit of an obscure Duke Ellington composition entitled Warm Valley, and I'd love to play that with you.
Oh, I love this tune, and I think maybe it's obscure because, I don't know, it took me ages to learn how to get out of the first part into the bridge, like the modulation.
That's a hard
going
one.
From B-flat to E, and I'm listening and thinking, how do they get there? Finally, I found out.
That's a very
So let's do
one.
That. I
oh,
would
I'd
love it.
To.
Okay, well, okay. So I'll just play the melody and you play some pretty chords.
Okay.
Okay?
Okie doke.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast of Arturo O'Farrell from this 1992 episode, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Arturo O'Farrell is also the next guest on Song Travels with Michael Feinstein. You can subscribe to the podcast at itunes.com/songtravels and hear the complete program online at npr.org. Piano Jazz and Song Travels are productions of South Carolina ETV Radio.